Hey friend, are you ready to really get your house organized, get rid of the clutter once and for all, and really make your house feel like the space that it should be? Well, where do you start? Do you know? Do you have any idea where you should start? Most people don't. Most people don't. So that's what I do. That's where I come in. I come in and I help you with an SOS call and get you set up on your mission and give you clear directions and really a clear assessment of the space. So some of the questions that I ask you are things like, what's not working for you? What isn't working in the space? Once you understand the things that are not working in the space, you kind of hear a little bit about what is working or what you want it to be. Those are the things that we have to figure out before we can get started and do anything to improve the space. We have to know what's not working and what we want it to be. What do you want the space to be? What do you want your home to feel like? How do you want it to flow? What do you want your schedule to be like? What's not working in your home schedule? What is keeping you from being able to have simple routines and a system that is something that you can keep up with daily, weekly, and not get behind and let everything pile up and then take weeks to catch up on? What is keeping you from having those systems in place? What is keeping you from keeping your house clutter-free? At least most of the time. Now I know because I have 4 children that live in this home. It is never going to not look lived in, okay? Our house is going to look lived in every day that my children are here. It will. They will move things around from room to room. They will not put the chairs away. They will leave dishes out. The kitchen will be used on a daily basis. But I'm able to keep up with it. We are able as a family to keep up with the daily messes. Maybe not every single day. Sometimes the trash can overflows, right? Sometimes the dishwasher didn't run the night before and it should have, so dishes pile up in the sink a little bit more. Sometimes we have bed accidents and have to wash multiple rounds of laundry that I wasn't planning on, but other times, and the majority of the time, I'm able to keep up with everything every day, every week. Not necessarily every single day everything is done, but with the systems and getting rid of the clutter, I'm able to keep up with the things that have to be caught up with, kept up so that they don't pile up. The kitchen is clean daily. Not all the time. Not all day, for sure, we're using it, but it is cleaned every day. The dishes are washed, the countertop is washed, we wash laundry daily, just most days. I usually have a day or two a week that I don't do laundry. The trash gets taken out, the floors get swept and cleaned. Not a good full scrub mopping every day, of course not, and sometimes not every week, but we do. We do run the vacuum. We do sweep the floors. We do spot clean the floors as needed throughout the week. Even when life is completely chaotic, we still clean up the spills and fix the stickiness and clean up the messes along the way so that it doesn't get to be such a horrible mess that it's impossible to get done today. So what do we need to do to get your home to a state where it is something that you can keep up with every day or even every week, that there you can get through it every week? I don't know your schedule. Are you working? Are you home? Do you have extra children in the home? Are you in and out? Are you living in a one room? Do you have an entire home that is far too big to clean on your own? What is the situation that you have? Have you moved into an inherited home that came with loads of things as well? What is your situation? Because no matter what it is, when you get the stuff out of the way that isn't working for you, it's a lot easier to keep up with the things that are working for you and to keep up with the things that you do use and the things that you do love and enjoy. And it's a lot easier to see the things that you value when you get the stuff that isn't of value to you anymore out of the way. That means your old baby furniture when your youngest is out of diapers already, you probably don't need to hold on to that. You're not planning on having any more children. It doesn't need to be in your everyday space. If you feel like that's an heirloom that you need to save for grandchildren or something, there should be a space out of the way, attic, a closet, a basement, a storage building, somewhere that you can keep that out of the way. Does it transform into a twin bed? Can you use it in another way? Can you repurpose it in the meantime? What can you do with that stuff so that it can still be valuable? Also, if you have an entire bedroom set of furniture that you're not currently using, do you really need to keep the entire set of furniture or just the main pieces that make it feel like the space you want it to be? Maybe get rid of the nightstands and use something different when you use it again. Maybe get rid of the child-sized dresser and change it out for something else. You can mix and match stuff in the room and make it work, but keep the things that are really valuable, the things that you can't replace, you can't change, and the things that are really special. I love some sentimental stuff. I have lots of it, but you have to be able to use what you have and use the spaces that you have. And if you have so much stuff that you can't use the spaces that you have, then you need to make some decisions and let some stuff go, because that is not the way we need to be living. We need to be living free. Freedom from being stuck in the clutter and the stuff and the responsibility of the to-do list at home taking over all of our time and making us have to say no to things that we want to say yes to because we're embarrassed by the look of our home. We're embarrassed for someone to see what our home looks like or come over or let our children have friends over. Like, we should not be living in that on the regular basis. Now, after a lengthy sickness or whatever that you really truly need to go through and sanitize your entire home and you've got laundry to catch up on because everyone was sick for a couple of weeks, that's a different situation and that is a short-term situation. But living in a long-term situation of not being able to have people over because your house is too much for you to keep up with, that is a burden that you are not meant to be carrying. So what are the things that are in your home? You have to ask yourself, what are the things in here that are making my home feel more like a burden than a blessing? Do your children have far too many toys for it to be easy to keep up with? Is that the problem? Is it that you just have open storage, so you have to look at all of your things all the time? Well, is it that you just don't have a place for things and so everything gets moved around all the time because nothing has a real home? Or is it because all of the closed storage, all the cabinets and closets and storage places are so full of stuff that you haven't used in a long time that you don't even know what's in there? And so the stuff that you are using is all out in the open and piled up on the countertops and stuffed in baskets around the room, on the dressers piled up. And now it just feels suffocating and overwhelming. Well, whatever your situation is, I'm here to help you with that. I'm here to help you get rid of the clutter, to make sense of your space, to simplify it so that it works for you and your family, to organize it so it's easy for you to get to the things that you need, that you can find things when you need them, that your family can find the things that they need, and everyone knows where to look for things and where to put things away. Whether they do it or not, that's that's a discipline situation. Like, you have to be consistent in enforcing those things. And the other thing with that is wherever clutter is, it's going to collect more clutter. So if you put your things on the table when you come in the door, your children are also going to put their things on the table. Your husband is also going to put things on the table. And therefore, your table will be the clutter drop zone. And it will be hard to eat there because you have to move all the clutter before you can get in the door. So instead, have a set place for the things that people bring in the door on a daily basis. At my house, we have a coat rack behind the door in the entryway. So my youngest two can hang up their backpacks, their coats. They take off their shoes and put them under the table at the entryway. And my pocketbook goes into my office, or sometimes I bring it upstairs if I'm working on stuff upstairs and I need it up there. But that's the things that work really well for us. My husband usually will put his bag on the floor beside the entryway table and hang his coat on the coat rack. That makes it so easy. And then everything is where we need it. Now, my husband will use a different coat when he comes downstairs tomorrow. And so I will end up taking his coat upstairs to his room with his things that he needs to put away. But that's part of, like, we only allow today's shoes downstairs. So if my children leave the house, then their shoes that they have down here in the morning after they've left the house, those shoes need to be taken upstairs and put away. They don't need to stay down here. They need to be in their room on their shelf. So I will typically take them up or send them up with my children later in the day if I didn't make time for that in the mornings. But making sure that we are keeping those spaces checked on a daily basis really helps. Like, the entryway is organized at my home. Everything has a place where it's supposed to go. If we are using it properly, it's easy to manage and maintain. But sometimes my kids put all of their shoes down here. If, you know, on a busy weekend, we've gone different places, they will find their shoes in the garage or in the living room under the sofa when they were cleaning up that night and go and throw them in the entryway under the table. And then the next morning they come downstairs with a different pair of shoes on. And so there's all their shoes. They've got two or three pairs of shoes down in the entryway. And with you having six people in your home, having two or three pairs for each people, that's a lot of shoes, and that is a trip hazard. So we end up taking them back upstairs. So as soon as they come in, they take their shoes back upstairs and just have the ones they're going to wear today downstairs. That's a super easy way that we have maintained our entryway, even with lots of people, and keeping it clear and tidy. They have a shelf in their room that they put their shoes. I have a basket in my closet where I keep my shoes. My husband keeps his shoes on the shelf. It's simple. It's even when I had little ones, we still did this. I took the shoes upstairs. They had their ones that they wore daily downstairs by the door or in the coat closet, which we did have in our last couple of houses. We had a coat closet right by the door, so it was easy to keep stuff contained. Now, I never, ever, ever keep a ton of shoes in the entryway. Even before I knew about capsule wardrobes, even before when I wasn't using any of this organizational stuff, I still never kept shoes in the entryway. I would always take our stuff upstairs, our coats, our shoes, our hats, any of our things would go upstairs to our own personal closets at the end of the day. That keeps this living space tidy. Now, my things that I typically wear, the same shoes, the same pocketbook, like, I'm not changing those up on a regular basis. Those things can stay down here. My children's backpacks, those things can stay down here all through the week. They don't need to move them. Now, when we have guests, I go and hang them in the closet so that there's more room on the coat rack. And then on Monday morning, they're like, where's my backpack? And I've only done that a few times. So it still keeps it simple. It still keeps it easy to maintain and easy to keep tidy. If you have spaces that are your drop zone, let's figure out a plan. Book an SOS call. or consultation, and we will come up with a plan of action. Maybe you can just do this. Maybe we can do this in a virtual call or over an email with the photographs and the details of the situation that you're working with. How can we space plan this and create a system that's actually going to work for your family, the way you use this space, and make a streamlined flow so that we're not having to go all the way through the house and go and put our backpacks in our bedrooms and then come all the way back to where we were going to be. That's not something that's going to be easy to keep up with every day, especially you have friends coming over, whatever. The kids aren't going to go all the way upstairs with their backpacks and put them in their room as soon as they come home. Now, my teenager does that just fine because she doesn't want her siblings messing with her things. But my younger children are going to drop them in the bar stools or on the counter or on the table or in the floor right in the middle of the walkway instead of putting them out of the way in a safe space if I don't have a space set up for them. So before I put the coat rack in the entryway, my husband had, when we first moved in here, my husband had that upstairs in his office. Well, my kids kept throwing their stuff on the floor in the walkway. And so I was like, we've got to come up with a system. The closet, the coat closet in this house is way far away. It's at the back of the stairs and under the stairs. So it's close to the garage door, but it's not close to the front door. And we use the front door more frequently. My car doesn't fit in the garage, so it just kind of was pointless for me. But I wanted my kids to be able to have a place where their things could belong and not be stressed about it and not have to remind them on a daily basis, go hang that up in the closet, go do this. I don't want that. I want it to be so easy that they know when they come in, put their stuff away. And it's easy to put away. It's not something they have to take 2 minutes and go do. It's literally seconds. I want it to be a couple of seconds to complete the task. So when I come in, I want a simple place to put my groceries. I want an easy way to unload my arms and be able to sort through where stuff needs to go, upstairs, downstairs, whatever, back to the car, whatever it is, and be able to make it easy. Same with my kitchen. I want my kitchen to have an easy flow. I want my laundry room to be clear of all the other stuff so that when I go in there to swap a load of laundry, I'm not tripping over things or having to clear off the washing machine top so that I can get to it or move things on top of the dryer so I can clean the lint trap. I don't want those things to be, those keep tasks more challenging and more time consuming than they need to be. And that's the real problem. When you make things more challenging and more time consuming than they need to be, they're less likely to get done consistently. You're more likely to pile up more clutter and just leave your load of laundry instead of swapping it. If it takes extra time and energy and thought to do the task. So how can we make it so simple that it doesn't make us feel that way? And that's kind of what I've done with my organizing systems. And that's what I help my clients with. That's what I help you with our virtual sessions and with the SOS calls. We come up with a solution, okay? So if you need help with that, let's do it. Book it at sosmom.com, thesosmom.com, thesosmom.com. You can book your call right now. They're so easy to do. And it is one of the things that just lights me up, being able to be a blessing to someone and help them in some way. This is one of the things that I offer as a free service. The SOS calls are a free service that I offer my clients as a way to bless others. Because I know the reason I started this podcast is so that I could make an impact for people and help people who were struggling in their home and they weren't at a place where they could hire a professional to come in, or they didn't know where to start with hiring a professional, or they just didn't have the finances or the courage to invite someone into their space. And that's why I do these calls. That's why I set them up as right now, the 15-minute SOS calls. They are a free service that I offer. So if that is something that you need, don't hesitate. I want to be able to bless you. I want to be able to get you started and get you headed on the right path, finding the solutions to the things that aren't working for you. I'm here. I love you so much. I want this to be a way that I can bless you. And I hope that you won't wait, that you won't keep me from being able to bless you. I hope that you will reach out and book your SOS call so that I can help work through this situation with you. I love you so much and I want to be there for you. I want to help give you the steps to get your space organized and to get rid of that clutter and to find the solutions to the things that are really keeping you feeling stuck and behind and overwhelmed. I'm here for you. I love you. I'm supporting you. I am praying for you, and I love you so much. Can't wait to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.